Fiesta has been around since 1891, and has previously been canceled only during World War I and World War II. This morning, the Fiesta San Antonio Commission held a press conference. Fiesta 2020 President Jeannie Travis spoke first.
We have concluded that the tradition of Fiesta must continue, but on different date, November 5th to November 15th.
But that time of year is crowded with other events, like Dia de los Muertos at the end of October and the Christmas Riverwalk lighting ceremony at the end of November. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says he's not worried about any conflicts.
Is San Antonio a town that can't have more than one party at the same time? We have defied that reality for our entire existence. In fact, I would tell you sometimes it's hard to figure out where the fiesta begins and ends because we're in a constant state of community celebration. What we're saying is that we're going to take precautions necessary to protect your health.
Fiesta is a huge opportunity for musicians, artists, and photographers to make money and get exposure.
We're always very excited for this season. It's our biggest, busiest season. So we're eager to get back on stage and enjoy, you know, being with our fans again. It's such a, you know, in this medium, in this art form, it's especially for lively Latin music. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of, you know, big and closed crowds. And, you know, we feed off of that energy.
Jaime Humberto Mejia is the band leader and songwriter for San Antonio band Volcan, which took a break over the winter and had about 8 events lined up, including 4 official Fiesta events. The band won't experience the economic impact of the postponement because they have advance deposits from most of the events. But that isn't the case for everyone.
You know, our hearts do go out to our fellow musicians and other members of the community that are being, you know, affected by this economically in a heavier way. Definitely.
The Fiesta Commission says the event has an economic impact of more than $340 million each year. Fiesta Executive Director Amy Shaw says the postponement shouldn't hurt that.
Well, 75% of the people who attend Fiesta events live within 50 miles of San Antonio, so that's the bulk of it. November weather is pretty sweet in San Antonio. I think the average temperature is about 75, and there are only 4 days of rain in November on average, so it might be pretty good.
Some epidemiologists have warned that the coronavirus could subside over the summer, but then return in the fall and winter, like the flu.
We will be hand in glove with Metro Health and the city of San Antonio like we have been for the last several weeks, and just keep watching it.
Like South by Southwest, the Fiesta timeframe also includes a number of unofficial events. San Antonio officials say no city-owned venues will be available to them, and the Fiesta Commission says they won't provide insurance. But questions remain about whether or not those unofficial events will continue as planned. I'm Dominic Anthony in San Antonio.